It's time for a very special segment. I present to you my exclusive Junior Miller 7-step bullet-pointed guide to surviving the COVID-19 shutdown.
And now it's Junior Miller's 7-pointed step to your guide to the...
You said most of that.
In times like these, America looks to the one true muser for guidance. Well, I'm here for you. Together, we will get through these tough times, and we'll emerge on the other side stronger than ever before. So here we go. Try to adhere to at least 3, if not all 7, of these steps to get you through the next 2 to 6 months of the COVID-19 shutdown. And I think everything will be just fine.
Why 7? Why not 5 or 10? More round-like numbers.
7 is just a magical number, George.
It is. It's the Lord's number.
For those that get it, they get it. And they understand why we're doing this. Okay. Step number 1.
Step number 1.
Wash your hands.
Indeed. Yes.
The number one objective for everyone is to slow or even stop the spread of the virus. They say scrub them with soap for at least 15 to 20 seconds. 30 seconds is better. Make washing your hands a fun game or contest for everybody in the family and share your adventures on Soch. Give each member of the fam a punch card, and every time they wash their hands, you give them a punch, and whoever gets to 10 punches in a day wins a fun prize. Okay. Not only will you have endless amounts of fun, but you'll stop the spread of COVID-19.
You know what I took out of that? I hope I never hear Soch and fam for the rest of my life.
I know.
Well, then you're not
those terms.
You're not getting the right message out of my bullet
point. About wash your hands? Yeah, I guess that was it.
Wash your hands. That's tip number 1.
All right.
Tip number 2.
Tip number 2.
Socially distance.
Oh, okay. I've heard that word a lot. Now, what does that mean?
Yeah, I just came up with this a couple of days ago, and I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
You came up with this.
Keep a 6-foot cushion between yourself and all human beings, even those you are making love to. The virus travels very well through the air, like a condor. So you have to make sure you don't breathe in other people's droplets.
Ugh.
Have you noticed the TV newscasts? Anchors are now sitting 6 feet apart.
I know. Isn't that weird? Seeing the anchors like that?
It looks really weird.
It's like it's more than 6.
Reporters are having their interviewees hold the microphone, and they're standing 6 feet back from the interviewee. I'm scheduled to go on Free For All tonight with Mike and Sam. How do you think we're going to be positioned? Because normally all 3 of us are around that small table. Do you think they're going to spread us way out?
Well, I know HR has been keeping Ducey away from Sam at least 10 feet for the past couple of years.
So that's tip number 2, socially distance. Tip number 3.
Tip number 3.
Enjoy the arts.
Oh, okay.
With a lot of downtime and very little expected of you other than to stay in your abode and keep to yourself, this is the time to catch up on the books you've wanted to read, the movies you've wanted to see, and the TV shows that you've wanted to binge watch. Thinking of taking up painting? Why not kill some time by exploring your artistic side? Confused about how to start? Why not ask a glocal?
I knew he was. I was like, he's getting dangerously close to Rick Steves' cadence.
What are you talking about? Tip number 4.
Tip number 4.
In my 7-step bullet-pointed guide to surviving the COVID-19 shutdown, check out the skies. You can do this alone.
Running out of them.
The sky is accessible to everyone, and who knows, you might see a Martian spaceship. You can see millions of light years away into space with the naked eye.
Mm-hmm.
So think about all that you've got to look at. The Andromeda Galaxy is 2.5 million light years from Earth. That's a lot of space for you to take in. With about 5,000 stars visible to the naked eye and tens of thousands more visible if you use a telescope, you can kill months and months by looking skyward. Also, try to spot falling stars, satellites, and most importantly, UFOs. Pro tip, do this at night.
Yes. Oh, what a nice pro tip there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a, so I, can I look beyond the sky, or is the sky the limit?
The sky's the limit.
Okay.
Yes,
good.
The sky's the limit for you. Tip number 5 in my exclusive 7-step bullet-pointed guide to surviving the COVID-19 shutdown. Expand your supply of jarred urine.
Expand.
Make this your own urine. Let me get this out there. It's very dangerous to drink other people's urine, but completely safe and very healthy to drink your own. When producing and jarring your own urine, remember to cut off the head and tail of the snake. Just use the middle part of the stream. And notice I said expand, because you should always have a nice supply on hand just in case. Well, guess what?
Vomit.
The just-in-case moment finally arrived.
Hey, guys.
And this is the just-in-case moment that may last for 6 months. So good urine jars may already have 6 months' worth on hand. But if not, take the next few days to freshen up and beef up your supply of urine.
I knew this would be on the list, and you brought up a good point a couple weeks ago. He touts this all the time, but he's never done it.
Never
done
it.
I'm right here.
Nope.
I can hear you talking.
No, you can't. You never seem to absorb it.
I'd like a little more support from my colleagues as I'm trying to help America here.
I don't think that's helping.
Tip number 6.
Tip number 6.
My exclusive 7-step bullet-pointed guide to surviving the COVID-19 shutdown. Go in search of Bigfoot. Being out in the fresh air will be good for you.
Unless Bigfoot's got it.
The virus doesn't like the fresh air. And you can do this alone, so you'll be socially distancing. And if you find Bigfoot, you'll be safe, because according to the experts, Bigfoot is likely not contagious.
How do they know that? They don't know much about Bigfoot.
Are you questioning the experts?
Yes.
For 50 years, all we have had to go on is that Patterson film that was shot in 1967.
I know.
That is the only evidence we have of Bigfoot. That extraordinary piece of footage is proof that Bigfoot exists. But can you imagine the headlines you would get if you actually saw Bigfoot and recorded the interaction in HD quality video?
I think those guys admitted it was a hoax.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
I thought one of them.
They did. Yeah, I think one of them did, but he was forced by the government to admit that.
Oh, gosh. In other words, we're just destined to keep debating the thing for forever.
I always think of a young Gary Patterson shooting that film.
No,
catching up his britches at 8 years old shooting that.
Bigfoot is out there, and this is the perfect time for you to go in search of fresh air, lots of space to yourself if you're out there in the wilderness.
Urine
and
on hand.
There's a big payoff at the end of the line if you can actually get good quality video of him. And finally, tip number 7 on my exclusive 7-step bullet-pointed guide for surviving the COVID-19 shutdown.
This better not include any Italian food.
When all else fails.
Oh
my gosh.
No, he's going to work it in.
And you're feeling a little down.
Oh.
Maybe a little hopeless.
Brace for it.
Maybe trapped in your home, you're even feeling claustrophobic.
Hold on to a sanitized surface here, Giorgio.
Okay,
I think it's about to happen.
I got it.
Why not simply grab a piece of pizza?
Norm said it one time. He said it one time.
Norm messed up.
It wasn't his go-to phrase for like 10 years. He said it one time.
And accidentally issued a public letter to Bill Parcells encouraging him to have a piece of pizza.
Just an aside, I do not feel like I'm getting support here, but I'm going to continue.
Continue as if you were getting support.
That's what this show is all about.
Yeah, what does somebody get support on this show?
The three of us just continue as though we're getting support. Grab a piece of pizza. It's comfort food. It has some nutritional value to help you fight the virus. It puts everyone at ease. You know you're in a good place when you dive into a piece of pizza. A Mr. Bill Parcells learned that many years ago, that was the way to go. So follow in his footsteps, follow in the footsteps of a Pro Football Hall of Famer, and grab a piece of pizza. There you have it.
Nice.
7 things.
My Junior Miller exclusive 7-step bullet-pointed guide to surviving the COVID-19 shutdown. And we have...
What about eggs?
Big
Again, bullet-pointed
breaking
list.
Sports news. If this is correct, According to ESPN this morning, Tom Brady tweets that he will be leaving the Patriots. Damn it, I lose our bet of 1 hour ago.
We doubled down.
Yeah, Adam,
an hour ago.
Adam Schefter tweeted out, Brady just announced on IG, I'm assuming that's Instagram, that his football journey will take place elsewhere, not in New England.
Okay.
There you have it.
Okay. All right, let's take some guesses on that and ask the question, is Amari Cooper worth that money?